That's where my blame resides. But I have a different view of NFL football. So you're right. It's more than one play, or it can be more than one thing. But in NFL football, the margins are razor thin. You give away 3 points. It's unforgivable. And Campbell owned it, but that I don't care.
But here's the thing. I think it could be a microcosm of the season, Mike, and let's hope not. But giving away those 3 points early in the game cost you at the end. Giving away this game hopefully won't cost you home field throughout.
Right, it's
a division.
Home game. Yep, I know. Well, there's nothing I could say. It's just one of those games where you're going to look back at this, and it is. It's going to bother you all year. How did we lose that game? You got no business. The defense was very good. Offensively, you did whatever you wanted all day. And it was just your red zone offense was pathetic. You gave away 3 points. I don't know what Goff was doing, pressure in his face, pushing that ball late over the middle, which is never going to work. Just go to the people. I quit. Doug, 97-1. Doug, you're batting leadoff. What's up, buddy?
How you doing, Mike?
Super.
Rico kind of stole my thunder. I blame Ben Johnson for this.
Okay.
I mean, you got Vita Vea out. You got a Pro Bowl nose tackle. He's out for the second half. Why are you not running Bredesen right over this new nose tackle and having the running backs follow up behind him and just destroy him? It made no sense.
Look, I agree. I wish there was more. I'm with Rico on this. It felt like they had their install, and they felt their biggest advantage all day was going to be throwing. And look, to Tampa's credit, they were mugging the line of scrimmage. They were offering a lot in the way of stopping the run. But, Doug, this also goes to my point. This offensive line, I need more of what I saw in overtime against the Rams. It hasn't looked dominant so far, by and large.
Absolutely. And why you're inside the 20 in the red zone, why are you keeping Laporta in and blocking? Why are you just having chip and return and go?
I am confused early about the Sam Laporta thing. That's all I can say. I don't quite know what we're doing here. You know, we all agree he's one of the best tight ends in football, young or old. And frankly, Kelsey looks baked. He may as well go on the Eras Tour. The point is, I'm not seeing the Sam Laporta I saw last year attacking vertically.
No. And I think it was either Cookies said it on his show. I think he's pacing for like maybe 68 receptions this year based off of these two games, which is probably about 60% of where he was at last year. It's like
68 targets.
Yeah, 68 targets. Yeah, 68. And it's like, okay, is he involved in the offense or not? Because I think that he is one of those tight ends that can be a game changer. That if you, because he's a mismatch, what are you going to do? Who are you going to, you know, who's going to cover him? But, yeah, it was like Ben Johnson said, this will work, trust me on this, and just wouldn't look. The game changed, and he refused to change with it yesterday.
The problem is, again, efficiency, 19 targets for Amon-Ra St. Brown, 11 catches for 100 yards. That's woefully inefficient. There's only so many targets to go around. Why am I throwing 19 times to a guy who looked like he was on one leg? Go to Q, 97-1. What's up, Q?
How you doing, guys?
Good, Q. What do you got? Blame game style.
Oh, man. You sound so miserable, Mike. Look, I feel so bad that Jared Goff, I made a $50 bet that he's going to win MVP. I want to throw up now because he don't look good at all.
I can tell you that horrible. That ticket's going to be used as a coaster.
That's over. They just won $50 quick for me. It's only the second week. But I agree with you guys. Why did we start running the ball? Well, why did we not run the ball enough? Because 27 times, it's not enough times to run the ball. I feel like when you got 2,000-yard runners, there's no reason for you to have Jared Goff look, you know, put him in a vulnerable situation and throw the ball 50 times. Like, come on, man. Jared Goff is not set up to do that. We all know that. But you lose hope when you see him playing like this, because I thought Jared Goff was great inside doors in the first two games was in Ford Field. We got Arizona next week. I'm kind of nervous to play Arizona, honestly. I think they look good, and they beat the team that we barely beat last week, so I don't know what to expect, and I just think you guys had me on.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, no, look, the Goff thing, it's a conversation piece. I don't have a problem with it. He's off to his worst career, you know, QBR through 2 weeks, I think, outside of his rookie season. It's not good enough. He wasn't very good last week. He was fine. This week, he was not fine. And realistically, here's the deal. I'm just not going to scream and yell about running the football. Zoom out for a minute. If you run 83 snaps on offense, I need more than 16 points. I don't care if you're running Texas Tech's air raid or Army's triple option. Yeah. Like, 83 snaps, 16 points.
Yeah. I mean, red zone efficiency is down throughout the NFL, but yeah, you're right. You got to do better because you got way too many weapons.
This should have been a 22-20 victory, period. Field goal at the end of the first half, field goal end of game. Ugly, but we'll take that. Mm-hmm. And we would have talked about, hey, they're not playing great football, but they know how to win. They're doing it late. Mm-hmm. Instead, we're sitting here putting placemats over our face, ordering saucy nugs as the coach cost us another game. And I love Dan Campbell, but this is what it comes back to. And by the... All right, can I say I didn't like something even though it worked? Or is that me being a hater?
Can I guess? It's the punt.
I can't be faking punts on my own 20. I know it worked.
Bruh.
But I almost had a stroke.
Had they not converted that...
I know.
Did you see what almost happened?
What?
Vaki almost slipped.
Oh, yeah. No, yes. Okay, I thought...
Sorry, Mike. No.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, no, what now?
Yeah.
Sorry.
If that ball, like, wait.
Like, it worked. It's like a fade route. I hate fade routes on the one-yard line. Now, they work sometimes, but I can still say I do not like this. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I'll be quiet now.
You're good.
Let's go to Dre in Southfield. Dre, how are you?
Good. Now, Mike, you got to see, here's the problem. Dan making that mistake goes right into, like, one of your biggest pet peeves. You're very, very hard, and I can't get mad at you about it on coaching mistakes. You hate that. You hate when coaches make mistakes.
You're right.
It is the highest of the profession, and you feel like, I'm sorry, I just don't have patience for it. So, but I don't see how you could put anybody above in terms of blame than Ben Johnson. It does matter that they didn't run the ball enough, because here's what's happening, and it's clear. It's that what LaPorta and Amara do so well in connection with Goff is control the middle of the field. And it's clear that coming to this season, both the Rams and the Bucks, they saw that, and they're like, we're going to take this away, which is why you're probably seeing J-Mo have shots that work down the field at times deep, and also the under routes are there. They're not allowing it to happen. So – when you see that, being Ben Johnson, that the middle of the field is just not open, and also this, it's been well documented that Jared Goff is best off the play action. He's not a guy that you keep consistently in the gun 70-80% of the time. You snap him and have him go. That's not his thing. So that's why it doesn't sit well with me. I put most of my blame on Ben Johnson, because, fine, Dan Campbell made a mistake. They still had the ball multiple times down four. It's not like they were down multiple possessions. So that's why I can't sweat that too much. We had plenty of opportunities, and we didn't lose with our fastball. It's no shame in losing to the Bucks early in the season. It's the NFL. We saw the Niners lose to Minnesota with Sam Darnold. You're going to have games like this where it just doesn't make sense and you fall short. And I could have lived with losing yesterday if we played to our strength. We did not play towards our strength. I don't care. The Bucs are low in the box. Especially when Vita Vea went out, who's probably the best run interior defensive lineman in football, there's no excuse to at least try. Now, the Bucs were hammering our run game. We were trying it, and we were getting felled at the line of scrimmage. That's one thing. They never tried to change the game plan and do something different. And Ben has now had a documented history of either being too cute at times or just being remember, he'll sometimes have these long developing running plays too. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes he's had a history of doing too much. And just, you know what? Take the game as it is, dude. It's clear that your quarterback's not in the rhythm. So how about you take some pressure off? How about you have the defense have to come up in respective runs so you can open things up in the middle? That's why I put most of my blame there. I'm sorry. I just can't.
Why do you don't have to be sorry? Dre, let's be unequivocal. Nothing you've said is wrong. We just differ in that if I change nothing, let's say it let it play out. Let's say it played out exactly like it did. I win 22-20. You're not wrong with anything you're saying.
Then, Mike. But here's the problem, then. I agree with you. That's, to me, chances of property. One thing affects the other in a football game, well, in sports. So, say we get the field goal up here, we get the ball. Well, I know we got the ball coming out in the second half. We're down one. We don't know what happens from there.
I'm just saying, if I have the three points at the end of the first half,
I get
factually speaking, you're right. I don't have to go to the end zone. Dre, you're not wrong. I just think they're two different silos. But if you rank one over the other, this is not a hill I'm dying on today, Dre, at all. You're not wrong.
Yeah. Did they lose? Here's where I think you have to ask yourself as a fan or yourself
quickly
looking at the games. Did they lose playing with their fastball? And I say they did not.
No, they did not.
That's
and Dre,
problem.
I'm up against it. I do appreciate it. We'll get more of the calls. We're way over time. Blame me.